escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where I'm happy to tell you that they have their September to Remember packages, and you should make your reservation today. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com and make your stay, because September is a beautiful time to go. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Joining us now, Bill D'Agostino, Media Research Center. He's on X at @band_Bill. Follow him today and follow the Media Research Center. And also check out their site, Newsbusters. We go there regularly for great content. Bill, it's great to have you back on the show. 20 years, huh? Is that how long Media Research Center has been at it?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. We're turning 20. One more year until Newsbusters can drink. Although MRC has been around for longer, I think, since 1987.
Oh, really?
Fun fact. We do predate Fox News by a little bit. Which is
no kidding.
Is cool. I like to remind people of that. But yeah, Newsbusters turns 20, and so we're doing a big look back at all the insane news that we busted over the last 20 years.
What was the genesis of the formation of Newsbusters?
It was during a time when like blogging was kind of taking off, and we realized that we needed sort of like an online rapid response thing for just like the day-to-day bias and absurd claims or omissions or whatever. So that was kind of the seed that ended up growing this.
Gotcha. And it's evolved over the years, where now you make videos, you make compilations, and it's really a great go-to source, and you keep tabs on ABC, CBS, NBC. I mean, that was really the primary thing, was to keep tabs on them, and PBS and NPR. As cable news took off, and then MSNBC and CNN, you had to expand. Now that MSNBC is rebranding to MS Now, are you going to have to add additional staff to keep up with the extra three people that will be watching, or?
Yeah. We're searching high and low for people that are willing to actually watch that without hazard pay. No dice so far, but so it might just be the same crew as always.
I understand. Well, would you like to begin with your 20th birthday and a roundup you threw together of some of the most absurd news media moments of all time? I always love compilations. Would you like to begin there?
Sure. Why not? Yeah. There's no like through line or general coherence to this. It's basically just some of the dumbest, worst moments that we picked out.
Do you want to give us any preview in terms of who we can expect to hear and see in this compilation?
Yeah, some old favorites who I really miss because they made my videos a lot better when they were still around. Melissa Harris Perry from MSNBC. It was hard to pick only two clips for her. because she's out of her mind. Don Lemon from CNN shows up, of course. The ladies on The View. There'll be some others. I don't want to spoil the whole surprise. So
yeah, please don't do that for us. All right. Well, let's do it. Cut 35, Justin.
The feeling most people get when they hear a Barack Obama speech, I felt this thrill going up my leg. I mean, I don't have that too often.
The Republicans lie. They want to see you dead. They'd rather make money off your dead corpse. They kind of like it when that woman has cancer and they don't have anything for her.
The land on which they formed this union was stolen. The hands with which they built this nation were enslaved. The women who birthed the citizens of the nation are second class.
Somehow, the idea got into their minds that to kill other people is a great thing to do and that they would be rewarded in the hereafter.
But Christians do that every single day in this country.
Do they blow people up in
Yes,
the
oh, Christians every day. People walk into post office.
We have never invested as much in public education as we should have because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents.
This was a white lash. This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president.
Well, you know, I think that if you look at Hillary Clinton's qualifications, I mean, my God, you know, since the founding fathers, has anyone tried to run for president with more on their resume?
Well, it's one thing to talk to Jesus. It's another thing when Jesus talks to you.
Exactly. Okay, well, that's different.
That's called mental illness, if I'm not correct.
But
no,
I'm
hearing voices.
If you voted for Trump, you voted for the person who the Klan supported. You voted for the person who Nazis support. That's the crowd that you are in.
Those lights that are just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool, it's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms embracing America.
The word on the street is that you guys aren't allowed to be liberal anymore. Is that the case?
I don't think we ever were liberal.
What?
The South African Constitution is generally thought of as one of the best constitutions in the world, and ours continues to be a piece of crap.
Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever.
Great way to end it, Bill DiAgostino. Great way to the cherry on top of the ice cream right there.
Yeah. He's not going to live that one down. I mean, the thing that makes that clip and that made it at the time was him saying, start your tapes right now, as if he was so certain that he was going to be vindicated. Because I like to think, I mean, and this is the moment that really like had me questioning whether I was right about this, but I usually like to think that Joe Scarborough is actually smarter than the character that he plays on TV, and he is just cruelly unprincipled and will do whatever for, you know, the money to fit in with the right crowd, right, mm-hmm. et cetera. Because the things that he was saying as a congressman back when he was a Republican from the panhandle were like, I mean, night and day different, right? He was like rock-ribbed conservative, and now he's this blathering moron. So I thought that it was just like that naked level of cynicism, but maybe not. Maybe he's actually incredibly stupid. I'm not really sure.
Also, there's an entire generation going, what the hell's a tape and what do we do with it?
How do you start tape? What, like duct tape? Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Let me
get my VCR going here. I'll pop it in and fix the clock and set it and press record and play at the same time, I guess. And well done.
Biden. Let's get you.
Yeah. I'd love to. If you supported the Klan supported Trump, Nazis supported Trump. Nazis. I guess now that we found them in Argentina, Brazil, I'm not quite sure where the Nazis were. I'm assuming they're talking about like the cosplay neo-Nazis. These were the guys with the tiki torches and the feds,
right,
too, that were marching, right?
Yeah, that was the context that he meant there. It was like in the context of the alt-right back when that was still a term that was applied to people without irony.
Yeah.
But Yeah, no, I mean, but it is also known that when Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun were in the bunker, his last words were "Make America Great Again." So I think that, right? So, you know, factually correct there, Don Lemon. Very good as always.
Yeah, no, he was always rooting for America the whole time. It's true.
Yeah.
He made Normandy a breeze for everybody, clearly. All right. Now, let's get into some modern stuff for us, Bill DeAgostino. So, Cut 32, CNN host Abby Phillip literally can't stop talking about race. They're all obsessed with race, obviously, over there on that network. Let's take a listen to this, Cut 32.
There's a lot of history that it's in these museums, but he's focused on one thing. And that is that there's too much slavery being mentioned in the United States of America. That's very odd, Bhatia, honestly.
Starting around 2011, 2012, sociologists started to notice a shift in white liberal opinion polling to where white progressives became more extreme in their views on race than black and Hispanic Americans. And they called this, the sociologists did, called it the Great Awakening. And when they postulated, where did this come from? Why did white progressives suddenly start obsessing over race in a way that was actually far to the left of where Hispanic and black Americans were on this issue? They found that the media had shifted radically how it talked about these issues.
What do you think is the problem with talking about slavery, white supremacy, racism, etc.?
Help me understand that, Bill, because I've been talking since 3 o'clock and my mind might be a little hazy here. So help me.
Yeah. So, I mean, this was in the context of like a greater conversation about Trump's actions with the Smithsonian museums and generally or specifically targeting the idea that he was bothered with like the pervasive white guilt narrative throughout all of this. And how he wants to tamp that back a little bit, like not whitewash slavery as the left are now accusing him of wanting to do, but, you know, kind of reduce the obsessive focus on it. So Bhatia Ungar Sargon, who you heard talking for the majority of that clip, a conservative contributor to CNN, basically points out that the media are so obsessed with race, became so obsessed with race around like 2011, 2012. But they kind of drove the entire American left crazy with mm-hmm. it. And that the intense focus on race on the American left tracks almost perfectly with the media's obsession. And so Abby Phillips' response to the media are so obsessed with race that they drove America crazy is to say, well, like, what's wrong with talking about race? And it's like, that's not what we're saying here, right? Like, that's not the criticism. It's okay to discuss race. The point is the intense obsession with it, the focus on it constantly, right? Yeah. The fact that Trump wanted to revamp the Smithsonian Museum immediately turns into a discussion of who's a racist, who's the biggest racist in the room.
And that it's the white college-educated liberals, again, who are so obsessed with race all the time that they can never stop talking about it. And meanwhile, black people and brown people, as the left calls them, are just going about their freaking lives. You know, it's like this is the great disconnect in the Democrat Party. I mean, we see it on almost every issue. And they're the ones who are obsessed with it to the point of it's madness. It really is.
And it's basically the original sin narrative that the left has for white people, and there is no salvation.
No.
Right? Like in Christianity, the salvation for original sin is to accept Jesus into your heart, etc. On the left, that doesn't really exist. It's basically just pay reparations and then preferably like die quietly or just like leave society forever. There's no way to shed the sin of whiteness, of privilege, white guilt, etc.
I think the way to do it is to tear up the Constitution, which is ultimately what I think they want to do, right? I mean, they hate the Constitution. in one of the original clips you had, where you had that guy saying that our Constitution is considered to be the worst or whatever, they hate it. It's the guardrails. The Constitution is the guardrails that keeps the left from doing whatever the hell they want, which is why recently they've been saying you need a supermajority on the court, you got to expand the Senate, and they hate it. So, yeah, that's how you atone for our colonialism and slavery, and why you got to beat to death into our kids' minds the idea that we are this awful, awful country that can never atone for our original sin. And so you have to hate the founders and the framers of the Constitution. And then how can we accept the documents they ever wrote? You can't. So you have to tear it up and start over. And I think that's always been their goal.
Yeah. These documents are racist because the people who wrote them were irredeemably racist.
Correct.
And therefore, we need new ones. And I also do love that Elie Mystal is gushing over South Africa's constitution, like 2 years after South African Parliament amended their constitution to make it permissible for them to start seizing land from white farmers. I imagine that's probably a highlight for Elie Mystal. He is a crazy race baiter. So that's probably good stuff in his book.
Moving on, MSNBC contributor Molly Jong Fast, who I saw at the DNC and was terrified actually seeing her in person,
was on
Morning Joe. Yeah, no, I wasn't able to eat all day. Democrats should move ideologically and tactically towards Man Dami, the communist running for mayor of New York City, who today clarified again today he is a Democrat socialist. So he doubled down on that today. I say, great, go for it. Embrace this guy and go with it and, you know, have at it. It seems like that's where the party is going to go, and it seems like he's going to win. So cut 33.
Why are Democrats not why are the polls bad? Why are they not breaking through? And I think it's a couple things. I think one is the people who are breaking through are brave. Right. They talk like humans. They make the case, you know. And again, it's like Pritzker's chief of staff told me, it's not necessarily left versus center. It's fight versus cave. And the people who fight get support. And the people who cave or are mealy mouthed or are, you know, very sort of corporatist-y, that crew, the crew that's afraid, cannot breakthrough, does not appeal to voters. The question is, it's only going to be for people who really feel authentic, right?
Yeah, Sherrod's never been afraid of a shadow.
Exactly.
He's always spoken his mind.
Chris Murphy, Sherrod Brown, Mandami, these people, AOC, they're not all exactly the same politically, but they are the same in the fact that they're brave and they break.
Well, good. Let them break through, Bill. I say fantastic. Have at it.
Yeah. Best of luck. Agreeing with liberals for the wrong reasons. Episode number 3 billion. She's basically revealing her true colors here as somebody who shares his political identity. Right. Because this is kind of the thing that always happens is whenever like an extreme communist, socialist, whatever you want to call it, bursts onto the scene, the Democrat strategists or journalists who start advising the Democratic Party, this is what sells. You guys need to do more of this. That's basically them saying, yeah, those are my politics, right? It's not about whether they think it's actually tactically correct or not. They probably do because they share the guy's politics, but that actually doesn't have any bearing on whether or not they're right. And I will say, I mean, this almost doesn't even need saying, but the vast majority of America is actually pretty cool with capitalism, as it turns out, and doesn't really like communism as much as Molly Jong Fast probably does.
You notice, too, to get back to the issue of racism and race and the obsession by white college-educated liberals on race, there is a correlation between socialism and their obsession with race because they hate capitalism, too. So, obviously, they keep trying to drill into our kids' heads that America was built on the pillars of white supremacy, which is built on the pillars of capitalism. And, you know, slavery existed because you can't have capitalism without stealing the labors of others and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and I think to the point about how we teach our kids about America, what's lost in this conversation is that there's so many lies about this. And Wilfred Riley's book, Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me, is great about this because our kids are literally taught that capitalism relies on stealing people's labor. as if that is the only way people make money. And that is a great lie that's told. And they never tell people that capitalism, well, not perfect, has helped more people achieve wealth, or at least has helped people get out of poverty than any other economic system that we've ever tried in the world. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's the single most effective way to lift the masses out of poverty. Absolutely. I mean, there's like a middle class is an invention of capitalism. Even a working class, right? I mean, you basically just have the rich and the poor when you don't have a free market. It's almost like a binary switch in that way, because once you have a planned economy, basically it's the people running things that enrich themselves and everybody else suffers because a planned economy is less efficient, et cetera, whatever. I mean, we don't need to go too much into the economics of it, but I feel like the reason that there is such a crossover between people who are race obsessed and also people who hate capitalism, and also people who are, you know, very feministy, also people who are very like pro trans stuff, et cetera. It's like this is all coming from the same place.
Yeah.
This is all coming from the same ideologues. And it's basically just different forms of like Herbert Marcuse style neo Marxism, where basically you take Marx's model of the proletariat being oppressed by the bourgeoisie, and you substitute, let's say, race, right? So substitute proletariat for non-white people, bourgeoisie for white people. So all of history is defined by non-white people being oppressed by white people, right? Or by women being oppressed by men, or whatever, right? Just it's a substitution game. It's like Marx ad libs, and that's why all of these talking points sound the same, regardless of what topic they're discussing, because it's basically all the same garbage.
You notice the CEO of Target just stepped down, and a big part of that, they said, was because of DEI and tariffs. And I think, you know, a lot of corporate America went down this road. I mean, certainly in the wake of George Floyd's death, as corporations and individuals, too, you know, I will do better. I will be better. I will do my part. You know, it's like, what? I mean,
self-flagellation.
And so much of that is and social media makes me laugh too, because it's, you know, the I'm the good person thing. I mean, I grew up watching Seinfeld, and one of my favorite episodes is when Kramer refused to wear the ribbon for the AIDS march. He just wouldn't wear the ribbon, and it's the ribbon now is everything. It's the COVID mask. It's the Ukraine ribbon. It's the whatever the I'm a good person thing is today.
It's the lamb blood on the door. Right. It's basically it's saying like don't destroy my shop, rioters, please. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And what I wonder is, as time goes on, what become like if Trump makes a peace deal with Ukraine and Russia, what do they do with all those Ukraine flags? I mean, because they can't really recycle them. They really can't compost them. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. What will the liberal attitude towards Ukraine be if Trump gets a peace deal?
I don't know.
Right. I feel like I can usually get inside their heads pretty decently, but that's actually a difficult one, because they have gone so all in on it, because Putin is basically their stand in for Trump. Right. And so they see them as two peas in a pod, but if Trump actually get the peace deal out of this, that would be it'd be very interesting to see what the reaction is. I don't even have a guess.
And help me understand this, Bill D'Agostino, Media Research Center. How come burning a flag emits no emissions whatsoever and has no carbon footprint? I can never understand that.
Well, the carbon molecules know what they're coming from, and so if it's a symbol of fascism, like say an Israeli flag, then it's okay to burn that.
Right.
But if it's like a pride flag, especially the one with like all those different colors, you know, like the little banded thing where they put black people in too. I always find that funny that they just added black people to the pride flag with presumably without consulting any actual black person. But yeah, especially if it's that pride flag, then it causes like super global warming. It heats the earth even more.
It's like when after George Floyd died and Governor Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania and Murphy of New Jersey and all these other governors suddenly broke their own COVID lockdowns to March.
Right.
And suddenly, because COVID can't spread if the march is just, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, no, the virus is considerate. The virus cares about social justice. It wasn't just them, too. I mean, there were actually this is kind of what undermined so much trust in public health. A lot of things during COVID did. But do you remember when all these doctors started signing open letters saying, well, look, racism is a more dangerous epidemic than COVID is. So the marches are OK. Do you remember that letter?
Yes, yes, yes. I forgot. But yes, now you remind me, Bill. Yes.
Wild, man.
Well, I remember Phil Murphy saying 400 years of racial injustice or white oppression or whatever the hell he said. You know, who am I to say to these people, you can't be out on the streets? Who am I? Right. You're the guy that told us that if we went on the beach, government. You'd arrest us. That's who. You're that guy.
Who am I to say people can't do things? The governor. Literally, yeah. The governor. That's who you are.
Literally, I got 85 executive orders you signed in the last 3 weeks alone.
Right.
And finally, yeah,
who am I to something else there?
Before we let you go, you're finally, every single poll says the same thing. And the left will not be happy with this. The majority of Americans want to deport not just some, but all illegal aliens. This is Cut 34. Take a listen.
Deporting all immigrants who are here illegally, 55% of the New York Times, Marquette, 64%, CBS News, 57%, ABC News with a slightly different question, 56%. So what you're seeing essentially here is a very clear indication that a majority of Americans, in fact, when they're asked this blunt question, which I believe gets at the underlying feelings, do in fact want to deport all immigrants who are here illegally. There's no arguing with these different numbers because they're all essentially the same across four different pollsters.
All right. Now, Bill, here's my question to you. Mm-hmm. Joy Reid recently said that white men never invented anything. So who is the racist black person or person of color who came up with that poll showing that Americans want to deport all illegal immigrants?
That's a really good question. I'm pretty sure that it was just a white person plagiarizing somebody else's poll model and turning it into a racist question about illegal aliens. That'd be my guess. Because again, they can't even invent their own poll questions, darn whiteys. But we clown on Harry Enten a decent amount here. I know I've like brought on clips of him before for us to, you know, laugh about his reaction or at least the host's reaction when he's breaking the bad news. This time it's just just look at the numbers. That was the most concise reading of the polling that I could find on any of the networks. So good for you, Harry. You're good for something there, Chief.
You're doing your job. Well said. All right, Bill, always a pleasure, buddy. Follow Bill on X at @band_Bill. And happy birthday to the Media Research Center and Newsbusters. Thank you, buddy.
Great to see you, Rich.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Now, Emmons Roofing and Siding, my go-to contractor, I want them to be your go-to contractor because trust is everything. And when it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why you got to go with Emmons. Roofing, siding, windows, doors. Emmons even has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. That's right. Now, I've used Emmons for 12 years in two different homes, and every time they've done incredible work for me. Maybe it is a durable lifetime warranty Owens Corning roof. They are platinum certified, platinum contractor with the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business. Maybe it's Anderson Windows. Maybe you want to refresh that kitchen and bathroom. Let the design consultants at Emmons take a look for you. They'll give you a free design consultation. Listen, I believe trust is everything in life, and that's why I'm so proud to partner with Emmons, and you'll be proud to use them in your home. They serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And I know it's August, almost September, but winter is coming. How is that roof doing? Have Emmons give you a free roof inspection. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, let the Owens Corning Platinum Certified Contractor give you a new roof that will have that lifetime warranty transferable to a new owner. Your home will have the beauty from the curb and also that protection that you deserve. What I also appreciate, too, is that Emmons is not only just part of our community, they get back to our community every year, stepping up and giving back when we do our Travis Manning Foundation Radiothon. That's the great team at Emmons. Matt Kelly and his entire team dedicated to your customer satisfaction. So go with the team that I've used for 12 years in two different homes. And you know, when we sold our home, our old home, because Emmons had done the roof and the windows and remodeled our kitchen and bathroom, we were able to sell that home at a premium. So it really is an investment that you get back. EmmonsRoofing.com. Make sure you tell them I sent you. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
No doubt about it, and we do want to rock and roll. Big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venaria. Listen, other dentists are about one thing, and that is cost. Dr. Mike is about care, so you should make your appointment today for your free implant consultation. What are you waiting for? Go to VenariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Tulsi Gabbard has revoked more security clearances for more deep state hacks. I never really understand why these people still have security clearances after they leave their jobs anyway. But nevertheless, she told Sean Hannity last night they're getting deeper and deeper into the whole Russia story. And I'm glad. I really am. I want the truth to come out. I don't want to hold back anymore. I want the whole truth and nothing but the truth to come out. And we deserve answers. Russia, Epstein, all of it. But, you know, there's a lot of people who are very nervous right now, and they should be nervous, because we know the names, the big names, the blockbuster names, Hillary Clinton and James Comey and Brennan Clapper, but we don't know a lot of the names of the people below them, but they had a lot of help. You know what I mean? They had a lot of help. So here's Tulsi breaking it all down. Cut number 8 from Fox News last night. Take a listen.
If you go to odni.gov, people who say, well, Tulsi, this is just your view or your interpretation. No, it's all in hundreds of pages of documents that I've declassified and released that show point by point exactly what happened through this timeline that showed this very dangerous thing that occurred in the creation of Russiagate, the creation of this manufactured intelligence assessment that essentially had the intent of undermining the voices and votes of the American people who elected Donald Trump. They were not happy with the outcome of that election. And so they created this politicized, weaponized piece of fake intelligence that, as you mentioned, then went on to serve as the foundation for everything that came after the multiple investigations, the years-long Mueller investigation, 2 congressional impeachments, investigations in the raid at Mar-a-Lago. The list goes on and on. Ultimately, the real crime here was against the American people because this action singularly undermined the integrity of our democratic republic. What to speak of the fact that some of those folks and those 37 individuals that we revoked directed the revocation of security clearances mm-hmm. from today by under the direction of President Trump. They aided and abetted in this action, this seditious conspiracy that undermined our democracy, undermined our republic, and broke that sacred trust that every one of these professionals is supposed to have from the American people.
See that? I mean, good. Excellent. Well done. Those people have answers to a lot of questions that we all have. But, you know, it's not just Russia. And it's not just Epstein. There are a whole lot of agencies where people were doing really, really sleazy things, including that the Environmental Protection Agency, one of the worst. A couple stories here around the EPA. Credit to News Nation for breaking the story yesterday, and also credit to EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. We'll start there. Cut 18. So he gets in there as EPA Administrator. He gets in there as EPA administrator, and he, you know, right away goes after regulations. And I think he's doing an amazing job, I really do, of looking at regulations, going after them, figuring out the red tape, slashing the bureaucracy. But, man, when he exposes what he was up against, and he exposes to these NGOs and billions of dollars and how the slush fund that was – I mean, you remember the Inflation Reduction Act, right? Did nothing to reduce inflation. We told you that it was a gigantic money laundering scheme. Well, he absolutely spoke to Miranda Devine in her new podcast, Pod Force One, which they do with the New York Post. And he really got into some great detail. I listened to the entire thing. Very eye-opening. Here's a clip of it. Cut 18.
I love it. Absolutely was my response with great enthusiasm and eagerness. And our team quickly was able to trace down so much. Basically, every time we overturned a rock, we found something under it that was either filled with self-dealing and conflicts of interest, unqualified recipients, or reduced agency oversight. And when Democrats had one party rule in Washington, D.C., they passed this bill called the Inflation Reduction Act that had tens of billions of dollars to go out through EPA. Well, EPA didn't know how to spend tens of billions of dollars. So they decided to park $20 billion at an outside bank and to have that bank send the money through 8 pass-through entities. All these NGOs, pass-through entities that were riddled with self-dealing and conflicts of interest, former Obama and Biden officials, Democratic donors, as you pointed out. And the EPA was a party to the account control agreement with those prime recipients. But here's the thing, when the money goes through the prime recipients to others, in many cases also pass-throughs, EPA no longer is a party to the account control agreement. EPA is a losing oversight by design. Intentionally, these grant agreements, these arrangements were set up to tie EPA's hands behind its back. I could sit here with you. You can ask me 10, 15, 20 of the first most important questions that come to mind as far as where the money was going after it leaves the pass-through entities. And the crazy thing is how little I would be able to answer even today this far after Inauguration Day. That is by design. The DOJ has been investigating. The Inspector General's office has been investigating. I terminated all of it.
Is there any way?
You know, we will get to the bottom of all of this at some point. It's not just that, too. It's also what they discovered, and this is where I mentioned News Nation. They did a whole investigation into, after the train derailment in East Palestine, new emails show the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Democrats in the EPA worked to discredit the scientists who tested the soil and the water. Cut 16.
The Environmental Protection Agency is supposed to be keeping our air and our water clean, not conducting surveillance and smear campaigns against independent scientists. And yet, in a News Nation exclusive, newly released emails show that is what was happening after the East Palestine train disaster in February of 2023. The target? An environmental scientist whose test contradicted the EPA's narrative that there were no dangerous levels of toxins in the area. Local residents were told the official story. Their neighborhoods were safe. And some of those who dared to disagree found themselves in the EPA's crosshairs. This is just the latest example of EPA issues in East Palestine, and News Nation has stayed on top of the story. Just last month, we showed you how a report found the agency in Norfolk Southern manipulated soil testing data following the disaster. News Nation investigative correspondent Rich McHugh has the latest for us.
That drone just came over us now, didn't it?
Yep.
When environmental scientist Scott Smith began testing for toxins in East Palestine, drones were monitoring his movements. Someone was watching. Because months after the open burn of vinyl chloride and after the EPA told residents it was safe to come home, his test results showed exactly the opposite.
Imagine that.
He found extremely elevated levels of dioxins in the soil in East Palestine. In the spring of 2023, after we reported Smith's findings, and former EPA Administrator Judith Enck said the EPA should pay attention to Smith's test results.
His work should encourage the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency now to go and grab some other filters and do similar testing. And
let me just jump in here real quick and say that there's two things here that are also worth mentioning. Number one is, you remember how Biden would not go to East Palestine? Remember that? Wouldn't go. Trump went.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
So this was actually a moment in when I read Butler, Selena Zito's book. She talks about this. It's harder remember at the time Trump was kind of the underdog, but he was. The party was kind of moving on a little bit, and DeSantis had a lot of momentum behind him. The train derailment happened. Trump went to East Palestine, was handing out bottles of water to people. That was the moment where she describes it in the book as the turning point. He got a lot of media attention. Biden wouldn't go. And Biden would not go for another year and change. He wouldn't go. And as I hear this report, all I kept thinking is, not only were these residents so incredibly screwed and lied to, but you got to wonder if the president of the United States was not allowed to go because it wasn't safe. The other point of this, too, that I kept thinking was, how many other scientists, whether it's on climate change or it's on stories like this, are bullied and pressured and spied on by government officials? You put out the story that we want you to put out, or else. Because a lot of these scientists are tied to research labs and universities. You know, scientists aren't just people that, I mean, somebody has to pay a scientist. And for the most part, they get their money through research grants. So if you're a scientist and you're out there contradicting the government on whatever it is the government doesn't want you to contradict it on, they can make your life miserable. This is a great example of that. So here they are spying on these scientists. Scientists are saying, well, this isn't safe for the residents. And the government's saying, oh, no, it is. And you better not tell anybody it isn't. And we're watching you. We're spying on you. And also, does that not remind you of how they spy on us? All of us? And just keeps making me think about how much they lied about COVID and everything else. And how many scientists were forced into, or at least, maybe not forced is the right word, but were cajoled into telling us that COVID came from an undercooked bat burger with a side of penguin fries and a raccoon dog aioli, because that's what the government wanted them to say. And research grants could be at stake. We know they do that with climate change. All right, we'll get more into this tomorrow as well, because I got to get into other things in the fourth and final hour. I would be remiss if I did not get more into Gavin Newsom with you. And we're watching Texas. And we're also watching Mikey Sherrill, who just made a big announcement on suing PJM or going after PJM. But thank you, Sarah. Thank you to our great friend Sarah Weiss for buying a new Toyota from our friends at Tri-County Auto. Sarah, I love you. It's fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for supporting them. It means so much to me, to all of us here on the show, that you're supporting our great friends at Tri-County Auto. They're great people over there. And whether it's a beautiful new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, or a Toyota, they have incredible specials for you at Tri-County Auto. And they're easy to get to right off of Route 422. Limerick, Pottstown, King of Prussia. I mean, you name it, they're easy to get to. Collegeville, just go see them today. Brian Krieger, Cheryl Krieger, the whole team. Wonderful, wonderful people. And they've got great specials for you right now. Jeeps, I love driving a Jeep. But hey, maybe you want to be like Sarah and drive a Toyota. I don't blame you, because Toyotas are great. And more of them are made right here in the United States of America, because Toyota is making a big investment in the United States. Well, for Toyota, it's the perfect time to get inside a new Toyota at Tri-County Toyota, because right now, during the national sales event, you can lease a new 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive double cab SR5 for just $259 a month for 36 months, or buy and get rates as low as 3.75 for 48 months. Or check out the new 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and lease that for $459 a month for 36 months. You can finance at 5.99%. for 60 months. Fantastic rates. For Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, come into Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram for the Make This the Summer event. Right now, you can lease a new 2025 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4XE for only $349 a month for 36 months. Or check out a new 2025 Jeep Compass Limited and lease that for only $329 a month for 36 months. Hurry in. These offers won't last long. But either way, I am so grateful to Sarah and to you for supporting our wonderful friends at Tri-County Auto Group. They're great. They support us. They are our official Zioli Show car sponsor. So go see them today for all their incredible inventory. Just go to tricounty.com, tricounty.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.